Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Trudy Weekman, so that people are able to hear the message of salvation. Today's gospel lesson comes from John chapter 6, verses 51 through 69. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life,
and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on the bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when was the last time you received some disappointing news? The last time someone told you something that you didn't want to hear? It might have been an auto mechanic that gave you a bill for parts and labor that was significantly more than you wanted to pay. It could be the doctor that told you that your blood pressure is too high, or that you should really stop smoking. Maybe it was someone in authority over you who told you that you need to stop talking like that or dressing that way. Or maybe it was the police officer that presented you with a speeding ticket. Most all of us would consider these examples of bad news. All of these things are things that we wouldn't want to hear. In fact, hearing news like this would likely make many of us angry, and our anger would propel us to blame and curse the one that brought us such bad tidings. In fact, news of this sort is so incredibly likely to be received in a bad way, and the messengers of such news are so likely to be treated badly, that many such messengers prefer not to bring the news at all. Doctors can cloak their diagnoses in Latin phrases that confuse rather than inform. Service companies can be less than upfront about their rates so as to conceal unwanted expenses. Parents can refrain from discipline where it should be applied just to avoid a temper tantrum. But we should notice something about news of this sort. The news itself is true. An honest mechanic that presents you with an estimate only wants to fix your broken automobile. The doctor prescribing diet and exercise only wants you to preserve your health while it lasts. Police officers take no joy in fining you, but desire safe and efficient roadways for the whole community. The problem lies not in the message proclaimed, but in the heart of the one that hears. We don't like what we are hearing, and so lash out at the bearer of this news. We don't want to face the consequences of our actions, and so we blame others. We get angry that the world is the way that it is, and spend our time sulking that it isn't the way that we wish it to be. This is basically the situation that we have in today's gospel lesson. Jesus speaks to the crowd and tells them, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The first reaction we get to Jesus' words come from the religious leaders. They openly disdain Jesus because of what he has said and loudly bellow that what he has spoken simply can't be true. They have never really liked Jesus. They have always listened to him suspiciously and with much caution. Now he had given them a more than perfect excuse to object to every single thing that Jesus would do or say. But their reaction only prompts Jesus to double down on what he has said. So he says similar things, only more clearly and more forcefully. Then we get the reaction from some of Jesus' followers. They too hear what Jesus has to say and are deeply challenged. They reply by saying, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" They think that Jesus is a great man, that he is a wonderful teacher, that he is caring and merciful. They really appreciate all that he does for the sick and poor. But this? It really just seems like too much. How could Jesus say something so challenging as this? Can he really mean it? But even though this teaching caused many of his disciples to turn away and stop following him, Jesus persisted. He did so because what Jesus says and does is true. He really is the bread of life. The bread that, unlike any other bread you might find, will cause anyone that eats it to live forever. He is the bread that God the Father sent from heaven to secure the life of the world. The bread sent down so that many would eat of it and have eternal life. And in the midst of all this commotion and turmoil, as he is rapidly losing followers, Jesus turns to his apostles, to the 12, and asks them if they are going to abandon him as well due to his difficult but truthful teaching. And St. Peter steps up confidently with perhaps his best response in the whole of the scriptures and says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Even though Peter and all the 12 hear the hard things that Jesus is saying, they know that Jesus speaks the truth, and in fact, that Jesus is the truth. They could get angry about things they don't like. They could gripe at Jesus or look for another master. But they know that would be foolishness. They will continue to follow Jesus because that is what the Father has granted them to do. Brothers and sisters, the situation has not changed much in the intervening 2,000 years. Our Lord still offers this fallen world many challenging teachings. He still claims to be God himself in the flesh. He still claims that there is more to this world than mere material. He still insists that men and women are complementary creatures. He still maintains that he rose from the dead and has therefore destroyed death. He still teaches that whoever feeds on his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life, and that he will raise him up on the last day. There are still plenty of people around that never liked Jesus and never liked his disciples. They never wanted anything to do with him, and each time they hear one of his more challenging teachings, they have their excuse to shun him all the more vocally. There are still followers that really like a sanitized, cleaned up, nicer version of Jesus. They portray Jesus as only gentle and mild, simply loving and kind, more than anything, tame. But when Jesus opens his mouth and speaks anything that contradicts the picture of him that they have created, they head for the hills. They don't want to follow a Savior that challenges them, that contradicts the lifestyles of their friends, that makes them carry crosses. So they ignore, deny, and obfuscate Jesus and his message. They turn their back on the truth. But just like Peter and the 12, there are still those that tenaciously follow Jesus, despite his challenging teachings. Because they are hard-nosed people that are determined to stay the course no matter what the cost? No, because Jesus is the word of eternal life and they have nowhere else to go. Because for all their searching, they can find nobody else who speaks the truth. Nobody else that would suffer for them, defeat death for them, and freely forgive them all their sins. No one else whose flesh brings eternal life and offers it as a life-saving meal for all his people. Praise God today that he has given you to trust in Jesus despite all the challenges that come right along with it. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.